Sarvebhyo Namaha, Swagatam. Welcome to session number 8 in Spoken Sanskrit. We will start with a prarthana and we'll share the screen. Can everybody see the prarthana?
Yes, buddy.
So, I will make it bigger. We will say the prarthana 3 times. Om
Sahana
Vavatu
Sahana Vavatu Sahana
Vavatu
Om
Sahana
Vavatu Sahavidya karma
varavahai Tejasvi namanita matumavitma
vidvishavahai
Om Shanti 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 Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Gunakshu
Sahavidyavavahai
Tejasvinavanitamasumavidvishavahai
Om
Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo
Namaha
Hari
Om.
So last week we did some of Bahuvachanam in Nama Padam. So today we will do a full revision about how much we have done in the Abhyasa Pustakam. So we will start on page 1 and we will check the homework after we have gone through the revision. So in Abhyasa Pustakam, so just a second. Is anybody else having echo?
Yes.
Bhagini, I cannot hear.
Everyone who is not speaking, please go on mute, please.
Okay. Okay. So we will start with 1.1 in page 1 in Abhyasa Pustakam. So here we have like a conversation that we did in the conversation that we did when we first started Abhyasa Pustakam. So here we have Mama Nama Sureshaha. Bhavataha Namakim. So here we learned how to introduce ourselves by saying our name and asking somebody else's name, even if they're feminine or masculine. So even if they're Pullingam or Strilingam.
Sorry, Kadambari, are you presenting something?
No, Mahodaya. We are on 1.1 in Abhyasa Pustakam, just doing a revision.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so k- Krishna Mahodaya, would you like to give an example how you would introduce yourself, like we would have done in one in the first page in Abhyasa Pustakam?
Sure, Bhagini. Mama Nama Krishna Murtihi Bhavataka Nama Kim.
Very good, Mahodaya. I think FCC has some problems because some people cannot hear other people, and some people have very low volume. So, Archana Bhagini, can you hear?
Yes, I think I can. Though, of course, the volume is much lower than what it is usually.
Okay, Bhagini. Would you like to ask the masculine form? How you would ask somebody else their name, and the feminine form?
Bhavatah naam kim? Bhavatya naam kim?
Bhavatyaha namakim. Very good.
Bhavatyaha namakim.
So, in the next page, 1.2a, so here we learnt he is and she is near and far. So, if it was balakaha, it was eshaha balakaha and saha vriddaha. I'm using the first example. Eshaha balakaha and saha vriddaha. This is for pullingam. For stealing, we said Esha Sita Sa Sandhya. I'm using the first example in Strilingam. Esha Sita Sa Sandhya. So Esha Sita is near, Sa Sandhya is far. So in the next, so that was 1.2a and 1.2a. In 1.2e, we learnt to do it in the Napumsakalingam. So, Etat Upanetram, Etat Pustakam, Tat Graham. So, Etat was near, Tat was far. And we learned the question words. Yeshaha for Pulingam, it's Eshaha and Saha for near and far. And the question words was Kaha. For Strilingam, it was Ka. For Napumsakalingam, it was Kim. In the next page, 1.2e, we learned Sa Balikava. So we learned how to ask questions. And we said yes or no. If it was yes, Sa Balikava, yes, she is a girl. Sa Balika. If it wasn't, Saha Sainikahava, na. Saha Vaidyaha, no, he is a doctor. In 1.2u, we asked, Sa Nirmala Balika va? Sa Nirmala Balika. So here we learned various professions, and is she Nirmala Balika? Sa Nirmala Balika va? So we're asking, Sa Nirmala Balika. So yes and no. So it's like what we're repeating above in 1.2e, but we're adding Saha Yuvati Hina. If we're saying she is not that. Sa Yuvati Hina. Does anybody have any questions?
No, Bhagini.
No.
So next, the next page we have Saha Ramaha. So Kaha Ramaha. So here we're asking questions and saying their answers without and na. So Saha Ramaha. Saha Kaha Ramaha. Saha Ramaha. Ka Sita. Sa Sita. Kim Pustakam. Tat Pustakam. So we learned to make sentences like that. In 1.3, Nityopayogini Vastuni. So things that we use daily, mirrors, beds, electric lights, dolls. So there is a list of, like, it's like a vocabulary. And 1.4, chitram drishtva asti atava nasti iti likatu. So we were trying to look at the picture and see if some things are there or some things are not there. So we'll also learn some meanings of some words. So there we learned asti and nasti. It is there, it is not there. So next, 1.5. Until here, does anybody have any questions?
Nobody.
Okay. Okay, Nandini Bhagni, would you like to tell me what we learnt in 1.5?
1.5, we learned atra tatra, meaning here and there, and kutra.
Very good, Bhagini. So we learned like distance, like some words for distance. Radha Bhagini, would you like to say what we learned in 1.6? Okay, then.
Hello.
Vayuhu. Sarvatra asti.
Sarvatra
and anyatra.
Very good, Bhagini. So sarvatra means everywhere. Anyatra means somewhere else. Nina Bhagini, what did we learn in 1.6a?
In 1.6a, we learned to use those distance words in sentences.
Very good, Bhagini. So we learned where, like atra, tatra, or kutra, anyatra, ekatra. So we learned some distance words, like questions to where. So in 1.7, we learned to introduce ourselves by saying what profession we do. Like if you are a doctor, if you're a student. So we learned aham, bhavan, and bhavati. We used those words. Bhavan kaha, bhavati ka. So we learned bhavan and bhavati. So bhavan ka aham. So first we would say aham and say our profession, aham chatra. Bhavan kaha. So bhavan and bhavati depends on who you're asking. If it's masculine, you say bhavan kaha, or if it's feminine, you say bhavati ka.
Bhagini?
Yes, Bhagini?
Bhavan kaha, you can also say that who are you? Can we do that? If anybody asks bhavan kaha, then aham nandini, can we say that, or only it belongs
No, Bhagini. You can also say that, but just to, in Abhyasa Pustakam, we ask that just for this topic, Bhagini.
So that question can be asked even to know the name also.
Yes, Bhagini. Bhavan kaha, you can also ask that, and you can say aham kadambari.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Bhagini, what about bhavatya, which we learned the first sentence? How does that differ from bhavan?
So, it's just a different form, Mahodaya.
Bhavan is you, bhavataha is your, for respectful. Shashti Vibhakti, or you know, respectful form for bhavan, whereas for bhavati it is bhavatyaha, your name, right? You know, there's difference between you and your. So bhavan is you, bhavati is you feminine, and bhavataha is your masculine, and bhavatyaha is your feminine.
Thank you.
Amma Mahodaya. So, who are you is like profession, name, identity, so it can be anything, but what is your name is only for name. That question is only for name. So the answer can only be name, but who are you can be anything, like profession, name, identity. So Bhavan Kaha, you could say Aham Chatra, or you could say Aham Kadambari, or you can say anything else. But Bhavatyaha Namakim, then that you have to say Aham Kadambari, or you have to say your name.
Could you say Bhavatyaha Ka?
No, Bhagini.
Oh, okay.
That would translate like your
Kaha
food.
Sorry. Basically, Bhavan Kaha and Bhavati Ka, we are just asking for their identity. So identity can be name, profession, anything.
Yeah, yes, Bhagini. Yes, Bhagini. So, what is your name is specifically just for the name, but who are you is for anything in the identity. So, next 1.8. Nitin Mahodaya, what vibhakti did we learn here? Mahodaya, in 1.8, what new vibhakti did we learn?
Tritiya vibhakti.
Mahodaya, can you try again?
We learned etasya nam ramaha.
So that is,
so
what is your name?
To speak about second person and third person.
Mahodaya, we learn Shashti Vibhakti.
Sixth
Vibhakti. We learn Shashti Vibhakti. That is possessive case.
Possessive case, yeah.
Okay.
So, Ramas, Ramasya. So, we learn Shashti Bhakti for Pulingam, Strilingam. So we learned that in 1.8a, so it's his or hers. In 1.8a, it is his. In 1.8a, it is hers. In 1.9a, we use those in sentences. And we learned cha and api. So those two pages were all about Shashti Vibhakti. Does anybody have any questions?
Nobody.
Okay. Then we will move on. So next we learned Kriya Padani. So Sayunuya Bhagini, what is Kriya Padani?
Which exercise, Bhagini?
2.1a Bhagini.
And one thing, that was not apparent there is the 1.9 A and A, it shows the Shashti Vibhakti for Akaranta and Ikaranta, Pumlinga and Strilinga. So I think that was not, I don't think that there was a specific examples of those that were introduced, but yeah, but that was.
Yes,
that was
Mahodaya.
Some of them are quite challenging in that, yeah.
Yes, Mahodaya.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Excuse me, there's Ikarant Pullinga? I thought Ikarant is Srilinga only.
No, that will come later, Bhagini. But for now, we have learnt Akaranta Pulinga.
Okay.
Akaranta Strilinga.
Ekaranta Strilinga. And then again.
And then.
Yeah. And then Napumsakalingam.
Yeah. Napumsakalingam. Yeah. So, okay. We have only.
Bhagini?
So, we will learn other types of Pullingam and Strilingam later, but for now we will stay with Akaranta Pullingam, Akaranta Strilingam, Ekaranta Strilingam, and one type of Napumsakalingam. Akaranta Napumsakalingam.
Bhagini, I think we did briefly touch upon Ekaranta Pullingam because Ravi becomes Rave.
Yes, Bhagini, we didn't have a topic about that, but we did have some of that in Shashti Bhakti.
I think it was just mentioned passing in reference, but we really didn't.
Then one more request, Bhagini, 1.9R, I think we did not do it in the class. Probably if we do it now for the next week, could you please put the correction slide?
Okay, Bhagini.
1.9R, we will do it this week. So next week, if you can put with answers, I think we can correct it whether how we did it. Thank you.
Okay, Bhagini. So in 2.1R, we learnt Kriya Padani. So, Sainuya Bhagini, what is the difference from Nama Padani and Kriya Padani?
Can you just say?
Or Bhagini, just in Saha Gachati, what is the Kriya Padam, Bhagini?
Can you explain it?
Bhagini, so Kriya Padani is the verb. So we have nouns and verbs in Sanskritam. So noun is Nama Padam. Kriya,
okay.
Kriya Padam is verb. So here we learnt Kriya Padani, verbs. We learnt verbs. So in Sa Gachati, we have Sa, which is the Nama Padam. And Gachati, so Gachati, that means goes, that is the action. So it is the verb.
Okay.
So we say, Gachati is the Kriya Padam.
Okay.
So we learned how to use, make small sentences with Kriya Padani.
Okay.
Bhagini, can you make a sentence, a small sentence using Kridati?
Kridati. Can you say the meaning?
Kridati means plays.
Okay. I'm not getting any sentence with it.
Okay, Bhagini. So we can do Saha Kridati, Sa Kridati, Esha Kridati, Sita
Kridati. Balakaha Kridati, Balakya Kridati. Yeah.
So we can make lots of sentences, Bhagini. We can all get words into our head later on. So in 2.1R and 2.2, we learnt Aham Gachami. So how to say in our point of view, Aham Gachami. So, Sa Gachati, Aham Gachami. So we learnt how to say it in, so we learnt Sa Gachati or Saha Gachati, she or he goes. I go. So, Aham Gachami. So, we learned I go in there. So, we did some exercises on that. And then in 2.3, we had a little Sambhashanam. we learned avashyakam, mastu, and paryaptam. So avashyakam means need, mastu means don't want, paryaptam means enough.
And also, sorry, Bhagini, also as part of that, we actually learned that that was Lat Lakara.
Yes, Bhagini. In 2.3a, one time I had given it as homework, we made a small sambhashanam by ourselves. So in 2.4a, we learned lotlakaram. So gachatu, kridatu, patatu, likatu. And in 2.4a, we use them in sentences. So then we had sankhyaha. Sankhyaha. Nagendar Mohodaya, would you like to say what sankhyaha are?
Sankhya are the numbers ekam, dve, trini, chatvari, pancham, shat, sapt, asht, nav, dash.
Yes, Mohodaya, they are just numbers.
And then
we had us exercise to draw the animal.
Kadambari Bhagini?
Yes, Mahodaya.
What zero is called? Num?
Zero is...
Shunyam.
Shunyam. Shunyam.
Dhanyavad.
So then... We had a small exercise, and we had to draw an animal, and it was an elephant. I hope everybody got an elephant. And then after that, we had samayaha. So in samayaha, we did time. So how to say time? So we learned we don't say ekam vadanam, we say eka vadanam. We say eka vadanam, we say dvi vadanam, tri vadanam, and chatur vadanam. Not dve vadanam, trini vadanam, or chatvari vadanam.
One more point here, Kadambri. Sorry to interrupt. I believe I was with Kavya, and one thing that came up today was numbers also have gender, and there is masculine, feminine, and neuter for numbers as well. So that was something that she shared today. So share with everyone.
We will see that later on, Mahodaya, but that is true.
Yeah. That was not to be found in the Abhyasa Pustakam where it was discussed, so just wanted to share it. Yeah.
Okay. In 4.1, we have Pakashala Sambandhani Vastuni. So, we have things that we use in the kitchen. So, we use that page and we did Bahuvachanam. Bahuvachanam means plural. So, we did plural form in Pullingaha, Akaranta Pullingaha, Akaranta Strilingaha, Ikaranta Strilingaha, and Akaranta Napumsakalingaha. So that is where we have stopped. So now we will go to the homework. Gopal Mahodaya, when you said in Abhyasa Pustakam, in page, let me see, just 1 minute. 41, if you don't know what 41 is, you can go back to Sankhya, then see 4 and then see 1. So, in page 41, we will not do it right now, but just because Mahodaya asked, we have the Ekam, Ekaha Balakaha and how to say that, but we will not do that right now.
Ah, okay. So it is there later in the book, not right away. Okay.
Yes.
Fine.
So for homework, I had given to make 5 sentences using the 5 words in the Abhyasa Pustakam 4.1 in Bahuvachanam. So we had to do the exercise in 4.2A. Okay. So okay, so here we, so we also had as homework to finish the 4.2A. So we will first finish the first part to make 5 sentences with the in Bahuvachanam. So Srinivasa Mahodaya, would you like to say your 5 sentences?
Yes, Bhagini. Yete ghataha asti.
Yete
ghataha asti.
Mahodaya, yete ghataha. It not because it is in Bahuvachanam, it would be Santi. Not Asti, Santi.
Sandhi.
Santi.
Santi.
I will share my screen to.
Bhagini, what is the translation in English? Was that sentence?
So here we have just a second. So asti is in regular, asti is in Prathama, in not in Bahuvachanam, but Santi is in Bahuvachanam.
Okay.
Just 1 minute. So Santi is in plural. Sorry if that confuses, because there are 2 is in following each other. So Asti means is in plural. Asti means is in singular form. So ete gathaha santi. So it has to be ete.
Here are the parts, right?
So it is more. Isn't it are then instead of is? Like,
yeah, that's what
there is. Are.
Here are the parts.
Oh, sorry, Bhagini.
Okay.
So, like, in Sanskritam, the meaning doesn't change, but, okay, so we will move on, and I will keep writing.
And, Bhagini, one more question.
Yes, Bhagini.
Because you chose ghataha, because it is a male word, that's why we took ete instead of etani.
Because yes,
the word is male.
Masculine.
Masculine. Yes, masculine. So, gataha is in masculine form. So, that's why we take ete, eshaha ete. So, that's why, so we don't take etani.
So, this is where we are, I am getting really confused, Bhagini, because when you look at gataha individually, it is a napumsakalingam. Because it belongs to, in Sanskrit, it is belonging to pumlinga. It is very difficult, it is becoming difficult for me to which word to pick. Because you said, see, gataha is a plural. But the thing is, even though if it is coming, can we really take it as, see, whatever it comes, aha, blindly we can say that it is
pumlingam?
No, right?
No, Bhagini.
No, it started with gataha, so it is...
See, because Ramaha, because it is following the same pattern, we came to know that it is okay, now it is pumlinga. But for each and everywhere, we cannot take like that, right?
No, Bhagini.
You have to look at the singular form of the word. Looking at the plural form of the word, you cannot decide whether something is masculine or feminine. For example, chatraha, plural is chatraha. Chatra, which is a female student, plural is also chatraha. So looking at chatraha alone, you cannot know whether it is masculine or feminine. You will have to see whether it is etaha. Or, you know, you have to look at the other word to know whether that is masculine or feminine. So you will have to know the singular form of the word, in which mostly if it is akaranta, pumlinga, akaranta, it is the common rule. There are obviously exceptions, but if there is akaranta, then it is feminine. Looking at gataha, it is obviously going to be very difficult to know whether it is masculine or feminine. But gataha, you can be confident that it is probably masculine.
Thank you, Mahodaya. Am Mahodaya.
Yeah, that would be
helpful. Personally, there's another thing, I think, when we ask the question, like, Eshaha Kaha, now, that is basically, you already masculine, but lots of times, we don't know whether that thing is masculine or feminine or neutral. So, I mean, how can we frame the question accordingly when we don't even know what gender it is?
So, Bhagini, if you say etat kim, we can always say that it is in napumsakal. You ask, so you're asking etat kim.
That's so right.
But
if we don't know whether that thing is thrilling or pulling or napunsakling, can we safely say etat kim?
Yeah, you can ask it and you can respond with eshaha ghataha asti. Yeah.
So you do not.
If you don't know what it is.
When you do not know the answer, like for etat kim, you ask. So if you do not know, you can just say etat kim.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Second sentence. Etani mantanaha.
Mantanaha. So mantanaha.
Mantanaha. Right.
So So, te mantanaha.
Oh.
So, Mahodaya, do you want to say near or do you want to say far?
What I'm saying is they are mantanaha.
So, what lingam is it in, Mahodaya?
Oh, I took pullingam.
Yes, Mahodaya. So, saha, so saha te. So it has to be te mantanaha.
Te mantanaha. Okay.
We can also make it ete mantana to say far away, correct?
Yes, Mahodaya.
Okay.
And instead of saying santi, you have to say ekai mantanaha santi.
Yes, Mahodaya.
Ye mantanaha santi. Next to two sentences, my panditya will come out. Okay. Ramaha karandakaha anayati.
Ramaha kanda... Okay, so...
karandakaha anayati.
Okay, so karandakaha.
Karandakaha. Oh, karandakaha means plural. He is bringing many.
Yes, so if you want to say in regular, then you would say Ramaha karandakaha... So you would to say it in without saying bahuvachanam, to say it in singular, we say Ramaha karandakam anayati. So we say Ramaha karandakani for this Bahuvachanam, we would say Ramaha Karandakan Anayati.
Karandakan or...
Sorry, what does that mean? Rama and forest.
Ramaha Karandakan.
So Ramaha is bringing Karandakan, like a bottles, plural.
Bhagini, any reason why it is Karandakan and not Karandakani?
So, Bhagini, it is Karma, so it is Karma Padam, Karma Padam, so object, so it is the object. So we have subject and object. So this is object, Bhagini. So this is not the subject. It is the object. So we say it differently.
See, clearly it's a concept that we've not learned yet. Looks like we'll have to learn in the future. And that's why, you know, the sentence formation was really difficult for me too. So I try to keep it simple because it was just getting difficult to, it didn't sound right. Whenever I used like some Kriya Padam, it was not sounding right at all.
Yeah, at this stage, we just try to form sentences with the two words. Don't try to complicate it.
Yeah.
Balakaha, Kriyati, you know, Asimaham, Asimahaha, Sarjati, or you know, something like that. Just try to keep it simple. Don't try to, you know, don't introduce even the third thing. Just do this person, does this, that's it. You know, try to keep it simple, it will be easy. If you try to create large and long sentences, then obviously it will be difficult.
More confusion.
So yeah. From now
because
on...
we haven't learned all the other forms. Not that it's impossible, we haven't learned all the forms. For example, now I can say that, you know, Ramaha Lakshmanena Saha Kridati, you know, I can say that, you know, Rama plays with Lakshmana. But if you have just done that bit, if you do Ramaha Kridati, that itself is a big achievement. Or yes, Saha Kridati, Saha Kridati, as long as you are comfortable in framing those kind of sentences and confident with it, you are good enough.
Yeah,
that's level for Pesha Khani, that is enough for me. I don't need big, long sentences for now.
I was thinking, okay, I'm too behind everybody because people are using four words in a sentence. I said, okay, I should use at least three. So that's
okay, you don't have to push yourself too much. Just do how much you can do.
Okay.
I think, but the main thing is you must be able to use all the combinations of the words that are already introduced. That is important.
So what
like
I wanted,
Saha Kridati, Saha Kridati, you know, Yesha Kridati, Yesha Kridati. You must be confident in using all of them. That is more important.
Yes, Mahodaya. So what I wanted to use is just the bahuvachanam of saha, te, tat, eshah, esha, etat, kaha, ka, and kim.
So, excuse me, Bhagini, I have a question.
Yes, Bhagini.
So in this formation of sentences for the plural, we should not be using kriyapadani because that the whole form is different while using the plural.
Yes, Bhagini. After this, we will learn in the next page, maybe next class or this class, if we have time, we will learn the bahuvachanam of kriyapadani. So don't use kriyapadani right now. Just use namapadam. Saha balakaha, te balakaha.
Okay.
I just want to know that that you can use the bahuvachanam just with namapadam.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Bhagini, this is Neela. May I, after, I'm sorry, whoever was speaking, Srinivasa Mahoday, I think, after that, can I go? I do want to share a few sentences and see how correct or incorrect they are. Okay.
Okay, Srinivasa Mahoday, so just for now, just make sentences with just regular bahuvachanam, ete gataha, eshaha gataha, ete gataha, tani peshakani. So I just want that.
But already I wrote one sentence, so you want me to say that or we will not...
Okay, for now, next week, Mahodaya, or you can, if you want to actually do the homework, then you can make new sentences and email it to me, Mahodaya.
Okay, then I don't have other sentences.
Okay, Neena Bhagini, was it Neena Bhagini who wanted to go next?
Yeah.
Okay, Bhagini, you can go.
Okay, so first sentence is, Mama Gruhe Bahu Sthalikaha Santi.
Stali kaha santi. Okay, very good, Bhagini.
Okay, then second was etaha kupyaha jalam santi.
This is what you said. Etaha kupyaha. Can you repeat your sentence, Bhagini?
Yeah, etaha kupyaha jalam. Actually, I had asti, but changed it to santi after what you said a few minutes ago.
Bhagini, for now we will not use any other kriya padam or anything else. I just want two words like etaha kupyaha. That's all I need.
Okay, etaha kupya. All right.
Okay. So you can just say that for your next how many sentences then?
Then I have to change it on the fly. Okay. So here's the next one.
Te karandakaha is enough, Bhagini.
Okay. Then the so that I tried ikaranta srilinga pullinga was done. Napunsakalingam. Etani patrani. Patrani.
Very good, Bhagini.
Okay, that's it then.
Okay, very good, Bhagini. So,
Bhagini, I have a question.
Yes, so, Bhagini.
Previous Bhagini had actually mentioned, made a sentence, ta kupyaha jalam asti, sorry, santi. So, for this lesson, it is good to have just two words, but I was just a doubt on this, that do we say ta kupya jalam santi or jalani santi? Generally what I want to ask is that when we talk about water in Hindi or English, we don't have a plural for it as such. But in Sanskrit, do we have a plural for water also?
We do, Bhagini, but we will learn that later because so jalam asti, that's all we say.
Okay.
So that's the
even in multiple classes, we'll say jalam only, right?
Yeah, yes, Bhagini.
Thank you.
So we just say jalam asti. Even if there's like a lot of bottles or a lot of water bottles, then we just say jalam asti.
Okay. Thank
you. Kupyaha, plural will be kupyaha or?
Yes, yes, Mohode. Kupyaha, kupyaha.
So, etah kupyaha.
No, I thought kupi, kupyaha is the plural, right? Because kupyaha will be shashti vibhakti.
Yeah, because it's kupi. So, kupi,
yeah, kupi, kupyaha.
Wait, kupi, kupyaha, sorry.
Kupi, kupyaha, yeah.
Okay, so... Does anybody else want to share?
Bhagini, Ashmita would like to say her 5 sentences, please.
Okay.
Ete chashakaha sani patrani.
Very good, Bhagini.
Sani mishrakani.
Very good, Bhagini.
Etaha salikaha.
Very good, Bhagini.
Saha kupyaha.
Very good, Bhagini. Okay, very good, Bhagini. So, to see how much we've learned so far, because we have...
I want to share.
Oh, okay, Mahode, you can share.
Etat patrani.
Etani patrani.
Etani. Okay. Okay, dhanyavad, Bhagini.
Okay, so we will, if we were to move on, we would go to page 20. So before we start page 20, we have done 19 full pages of Abhyasa Pustakam. So to see how much we've learned, we will read a small story and have a Lagu Sambhashana. So we will do 2 projects, mini projects. So first, so we will do Katha first. And it is a good Katha. So can everybody see? Or do I have to make it bigger?
No, we can see though.
Yeah, we can see.
Then we will read this katha. It is our first katha. So there are some words that we have not studied before. So I have written the complicated words, some meanings, and how they are formed here. I hope in the email that I wrote, in the reminder email and the homework and recording, I hope everybody can go to the... class blackboard. So I so here we will so the title is Buddhiman Shishyaha. Okay, so since I cannot see both, you cannot see both at the same time, I will do one thing. I will do one thing, 1 minute. Sorry.
Or we can keep that class back, blackboard.
No, it's okay, Bhagini. No, okay. I already have a solution.
Okay.
So, 1 minute. And then if I share, then you can see both. So, nobody has to. Can everybody see both?
Yeah.
Okay. So as we go down, I will scroll down if we need to see more. And there. Okay. So mainly we have to see the katha. So can everybody see the katha?
Okay. Yes, both are clearly visible.
Yeah.
Okay. So Jashu Bhagini, would you like to read the first sentence, the title, and then the first sentence? Okay. Brinda Bhagini, would you like to read the title and the first sentence?
बुद्धिमान् शिष्यः काशीनगरे एकः पण्डितः वसति.
Very good, Bhagini. So in the sentence, Kashi Nagare Ekaha Panditaha Vasati. Okay, first, Buddhiman Shishyaha. So does anybody
clever
know?
Student.
Oh, very good, Bhagini. So Buddhiman is clever, Shishyaha is student. So Buddhiman Shishyaha is clever student. So in Kashi Nagare Ekaha Panditaha Vasati. So in that sentence, Brinda Bhagini, can you tell me which is the Kriya Padam?
Vasati.
Very good, Bhagini. So Vasati is the Kriya Padam and it is in present tense. So Vasati.
Okay.
So Kashi Nagare. Nagare is city. So
city.
Kashi Nagare, city named Kashi. Kashi Nagare in Kashi, in the city named Kashi. In the city named Kashi, Ekaha,
one,
Ekam, so Ekaha, Ekaha, Ekam, so Ekaha, one, Panditaha, Panditaha is a scholar, Pandit,
so it's priest?
Not necessarily priest, Bhagini, but here we mean a Pandit or a scholar.
So,
both of them are the same, so in this context. So, Vasati. Next sentence. Priya Bhagini, would you like to read the next sentence?
Bhagini, I'm not familiar with Devanagari that much. I can try.
Okay, Bhagini, no problem. Krishna Mahodaya, would you like to read the second sentence?
No, I'm not audible if I'm not wrong. Am I hearing?
Yes, Mahodaya, I can hear you.
Okay. So, Pandita Samipam Ekaha Shishyaha Agachati.
So, Pandita Samipam Ekaha Shishyaha Agachati. So, here again, Agachati is the Kriya Padam. Just one second. Okay. So, Pandita Samipam is Panditasya plus Samipam. Sorry. So it's Panditya plus Samipam. So Panditasya is, we know, Shashti. Panditasya Samipam. So Panditasya Samipam Ekaha Shishyaha Agachati. So here Ekaha is not necessarily one. Ekaha can mean one or a, just a. So Panditasya Samipam Ekaha Shishyaha Agachati. So Agachati is comes, Ekaha is a, Shishyaha is student, so one student comes, approaches whom, like went, goes near whom. Pandita Samipe, so Panditasya Samipe, goes to the Pandit, approach the Pandit, Samipam, approach the Pandit. So Pandita Samipam Ekaha Shishyaha Agachati, that means a student approach the Pandit. Shishyaha Vadati. Achana Bhagini, would you like to say what Shishyaha Vadati means?
The student says.
Very good. Acharya. So Acharya means like teacher.
Teacher.
So teacher. Vidyabhyasartham aham agatah. So vidyabhyasartham is a long word, so that means if you look on the side, vidyabhyasartham
which one is the typo, Vidya Bhya or the
That should be second bha, so that's the one.
The one in the right is right.
So the one on the blackboard is correct, sorry. Vidya Pyasartham. Vidya Pyasartham Aham Agataha. So Vid Acharya, teacher. Vidya Pyasartham. Aham. So Aham is Uttama Purushaha. Agataha, I have come to study. So Vidyabhyasartham is to study. So Vidyabhyasartham Aham Agataha. So here the reason is I have come to study. Kimartham. So why? For what? Have I come? So in the bottom we have Kimartham. Why? For what? For what have I come? Why have I come? And Vidyabhyasartham, for education or to study.
Bhagini, here this Shishya says, Vidyabhyasartham Aham Agataha. Now, we have read about Agachami, I think, but this Agataha is something new.
Yes, but I have come. So, Bhagini, some of these are in different forms that we have not learnt. But this is a story that we can understand.
Yes.
And so they have the same meaning. I have come. Agataha. I have come to study. So, Vidyabhyasartham Aham Agataha. So, Agachami and Agata have the same meaning in this context.
Right.
So, for now, Aham Agachami, you can also say that. I have come to study. So, here, for the first paragraph, we have learned one scholar lived in Kashi. And a student approached the Pandit, and the student says, Teacher, I have come here to study. So that is what we have learned in the first paragraph. In the second one, Panditaha Shishya
Shishya Buddhi Parikshartham.
Shishya Buddhi Parikshartham.
Panditaha Shishya Buddhi Parikshartham. So, Shishya Buddhi Parikshartham is Shishyaha plus Buddhihi plus Parikshartham.
Yeah.
Bhagini?
Yes, Bhagini?
I had a question. We can still split the word artham, right, from the whole thing, shishya, buddhi, pariksha plus artham?
Yes, yes, Bhagini.
Okay.
Sorry, Kadambi, this first line, nagare, nagare is what, fifth vibhakti?
Saptami Vibhakti.
Saptami Vibhakti.
We have not learnt about that yet, but...
Yeah, just...
Okay. So, Panditaha Shishya Buddhi Parikshartam, to test the intelligent, how intelligent the student was, to test the intelligence of the student, Prichati, he asks. Vatsa. So, Vatsa, it is child. because it is the pandit, the scholar who is saying it to the student. So he says vatsa, child. Devaha kutra asti. So where is God? So where is God? Nandini Bhagini, would you like to read the next sentence?
Shishyaha vadati guru devaha putra nasti.
Very good, Bhagini. So shishyaha vadati. So what does shishyaha vadati mean, Bhagini?
It is student says.
Very good, Bhagini. Guru. So guru we haven't learned, but guru means guru, like guru. Like how it says acharya, like guru. So it's a
sambodhana, addressing.
It is a sambodhanam. So here also guru is sambodhanam. Vatsa, here child, is also sambodhanam. Yes, Mahodaya.
Guru means O Guru, right?
Yes. So Acharyaha, Acharya is the Sambodhanam. Vatsa, Vatsaha. And Guru, Guruhu. So Guru. So there. Those are sambodhanams. Devaha kutra nasti. Where is God not there? So kripaya bhavan eva samadhanam vadatu. So here kripaya, please kripaya vadatu. So kripaya vadatu is in
Lot Lakaram.
Very good, Bhagini. So Vadatu is in Lot Lakaram. Bhavan Eva Samadhanam. So Kripaya Bhavan Eva. You only, Bhavan Eva, you only. Kripaya Bhavan Eva Samadhanam Vadatu. The student wants the guru itself to give a satisfactory answer. Like the question is, where is God? The student says, where is God not there? So the student wants the guru himself to give a satisfactory answer. Next, santushtaha guruhu vadati. Santushtaha.
Satisfied.
Yeah, santushtaha guruhu vadati. The guru says, the guru is pleased. The pleased guru says, devaha sarvatra asti. God is everywhere. Devaha sarvavyapi. Sarvavyapi. So here sarvavyapi, all pervading. Sarvavyapi. Sarvavyapi. Can everybody see the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, Madamari.
Devaha sarvavyapi. Tvam buddhiman. So tvam buddhiman is in pullingam. Tvam we have not learnt yet, but you are clever. Ataha vidyabhyasartam. Ataha, therefore... Vidyabhyasartam atra eva. Here only, Vasa. You can study here only. Vasa. So atra plus eva.
Yeah, but what is ataha?
Ataha, therefore. Therefore. You can study here. So vasa in lot lakaram it will be vasatu. Vasa means live. In lot lakaram it would be vasatu. So since it's bhavan vasatu tvam, so we have not learnt tvam, but it is tvam vasa.
Okay.
Does everybody like this story?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bhagini, yeah. can you repeat the last line, Bhagini?
Atah vidyabhyasartam. So here vidyabhyasartam, for education. Atra eva, stay here. Vasa, stay here only. Live here only to study. Therefore, stay here only to study.
Bhagini, I'm not very familiar with Devanagari yet, but first letter is V, the second is Dha, right? Vidya, how is it?
V, Id, plus Ya, Vidya.
Yeah, that is how you write Dya.
Oh, okay, okay.
So, it's not very obvious, but that's how you write Dya has a, you know, written like that.
Oh, okay, 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 got it. Okay, thank you.
Bhagini, this is Neena. The story is really
Sorry. I was saying that you'll have to correct the typo again, that Vidyabhyas.
Oh, yes, Bhagini. I'll do that.
Yeah. So, my question was in that, right there, Krupaya Bhavan.
Okay. Yes, you can... Say your question, Bhagini.
Yeah, Krupaya Bhavan Eva Samadhanam Vadatu. I was actually thinking the Eva is this. So please answer this question is what I was thinking. But you said it's only, is it?
Yes, you only. So the Guru, the student wants the Guru himself to answer the question, to give a satisfactory answer.
Okay.
I had a question, Bhagini.
Yes, Bhagini.
You said tvam. We used tvam in the previous sentence. That's why we use vasa in the next one.
Yes.
So, what would you use if you had used vasatu, the lot lakara vasatu?
Then you would use bhavan buddhiman ataha vidyabhyasartam atra eva vasatu.
Okay, thank you.
So if it was tvam, then it would be vasa. If it was bhavan, it would be vasatu.
Okay, thank you.
Bhavan and bhavati are respectfully addressing, it's addressing the second person in third person. Yeah, you would say bhavan, bhavan gachatu, bhavan agachatu, yeah. So that is respectfully addressing you, but the usage is in third person.
Yes, Mahodaya. And Priya Bhagini, I wrote the Ibd plus Ya, Dhya.
Thank you, Bhagini. Thank you.
Okay, so now we will move on to a Sambhashanam. Can everybody see?
Yeah.
Okay. So here we are using what we have learned so far to translate this, and so everybody will get a turn to translate a line. So I have written like feminine, masculine in some places, so that like who are you, it could be Bhavan or Bhavati, Ka, Kaha or Ka. So to not have that confusion, I have wrote that in some places. So, Krishna Mahodaya, would you like to do the first line, Harihi?
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes, Mahodaya, I can hear you.
Yeah. So, salutations, you can say Namaskaram, right?
Yeah, yes, Namaskaraha.
Namaskaraha. Aham Harihi. Bhavat. Bhavati ka.
Very good, Mahodaya. Namaskaraha, aham harihi, bhavati ka. Okay, so that is what Harihi says. Next, Archana Bhagini, would you like to do mala?
Aham mala. Aham adhyapika. Bhavan kaha.
Very good, Bhagini. So here, even though I didn't write it, you can see by looking at Harihi, it is masculine. So, Aham, Bhavan Kaha, you can say Bhavan Kaha. Next, Nandini Bhagini.
Yes, Bhagini.
Would you like to translate the next line? I am a doctor. Who is this masculine gender?
Aham Vaidyaha. Bhavan Kaha.
No, Bhava, you can say Bhavan Kaha or Eshaha Kaha.
Oh, okay.
So, you can say either way, Bhagini.
Hmm.
Radha Bhagini, would you like to do Mala?
Mala, just you just did that, right? You want to repeat that?
No, this one.
Oh, the next one. Mala, this is my husband. Eshaha, Mama. Mama
Bhartaha.
Bhartaha.
Patihi. Patihi. Mama Patihi. Tasya
Namaha Shiva.
Tasya Nama Shivaha.
Tasya Nama Shivaha.
Very good. Next,
Bhagini, do you not say Etasya?
Sorry, Bhagini, it is Etasya Etasya Nama Shivaha.
Okay.
So, Nina Bhagini, would you like to do the next one?
Bhavan Kaha.
Very good, Bhagini. Nitin Mahodaya, would you like to do Shivaha?
Aham. Adhyapakaha.
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 Very good, Mahodaya. And is this your doctor? Can you also translate that?
Eshaha.
Esha. Bhavatyaha. Esha Bhavatyaha Putri Va.
Va, yeah.
Very good.
Is this your Bhavata? When Esha Bhavata Putrihi, or should we say,
is this your so Esha Bhavatya? Oh, Esha Bhavataha Putriya, because it is masculine, sorry.
Yeah, yes.
Esha Bhavataha Putriva. Shreya Bhagini, would you like to do the next one?
Putriva.
Bhagini, can you talk a bit louder, because we have issues on volume?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Harihi, Esha Mama Putri Astiva.
Asti. Mama Putri Asti.
Mama Putri Asti.
Her name is Geeta.
Bhavatyaha
Nama.
Etasyaha Nama Geeta.
Very good, Bhagini. Shavani Bhagini, would you like to do the
Bhagini,
next
can we also say Saha Nama Geeta?
No, Bhagini, her. So, Saha is his. Saha is he.
Okay, thank you.
Shavani Bhagini, would you like to do Mala, the next one?
Mala
Bhavataha
Bhavataha
पत्नी अस्ति
कुत्र अस्ति
कुत्र अस्ति
सो भवतः पत्नी कुत्र अस्ति वेर् इस् योर् वैफ् भवतः पत्नी कुत्र अस्ति सो वेर्
भवतः पत्नी कुत्र अस्ति
वेरि गुड् नेक्स्ट् हरिः मै वैफ् इस् देर् हर् नेम् इस् विमला
Madhuri, you want to tell this?
Okay.
Harihi, Mama Patnihi Tatra Asti.
Mama Patni Tatra Asti.
Asti. Etasya Nama Vimala.
If you use Tatra Bhagini, then we say Tasyaha Nama Vimala.
ओके तस्य नाम विमला
वेरि गुड् भगिनि नागेन्द्र महोदय वुड् यु लैक् टु डु वाट् इस् शी
निशा
Since we use Tatra, it is Saka.
Oh, it's Saka, okay. Sa...
Ka.
Ka, okay, simple, okay. Saka, okay.
Next, she Ari? Is a singer. This is your son. Sainuya Bhagini, would you like to do that?
Saha Gaiki.
सा गायिका
सा गायिका
इस् दिस् योर् सन्
एतत् पुत्रः एषः बालकः
एषः भवतः पुत्रः वा So we say, is this your son? Eshaha bhavataha putraha va.
Tasya is wrong here. Tasya.
We say Eshaha because is this your son?
Okay.
Not, is that your son? If it was, is that your son? We say, Saha bhavataha putraha va. But here it is this. We're pointing okay. To someone who is front of us. So, Eshah bhavatah putrah va.
Okay.
Okay, next, Srinivasa Mahodaya, would you like to do, yes, he is my son?
Shivah, aam, Eshah mama putrah.
Very good. Mahodaya. Aishwarya Bhagini, would you like to do the next one?
Yes, Bhagini. Harihi. Bhavataha putraha namakim.
Bhavataha putrasya namakim.
Bhavataha putrasya namakim.
Very good, Bhagini.
मम पुत्रस्य नाम रामः
वेरि गुड् भगिनी अश्मिता भगिनी डु यु वाण्टेड् टु सः कः लैक् वाट् इस् हि ओके जशु भगिनी वुड् यु लैक् टु डु वाट् इस् हि
What is he?
Yes.
He. Esha Kim?
what is he? So sahakaha.
Sahakaha.
No, wait. So we said am eshah mama putrah. So we say eshah kaha.
Eshah kaha.
So not sahakaha, sorry. Eshah kaha.
Can you also say eshah kim karoti?
Yes. We can also say that, Mahodaya. So next, Brinda Bhagini, he is a doctor.
Eshah vaidyah asati.
Eshah vaidyah asti.
Yeah, and Eshah vaidyah asti.
Very good. Priya Bhagini.
Yes, Bhagini.
Would you like to translate? Thank you, we will meet again.
Harihi, danyavadaha. Punar milami?
Vayam punaha milamaha. We have not heard vayam. We, so we is vayam.
Okay.
We will again, vayam punaha meet, so milamaha, we will meet again.
Vayam punaha milamaha.
Very good, Bhagini. So, danyavadaha. So, as we say at the end of class, danyavadaha punar milamaha. We hear, we say, vayam punaha milamaha.
Vayam punaha milamaha. Okay.
So, Bhagini, can you please post this?
Yes, Bhagini, I will put the kata and this sambhashram in the email and I will put it on the website.
Perfect. Thank you.
So, we will end class with a Shanti Mantra. I will just get it up 1 second. Just a second. Oh, sorry. Here, we have the Shanti Mantra. I know we cannot see it. 1 minute. Can everybody see?
No.
No. Yes.
Okay. We will say this 3 times. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah.
Hari Om.